is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. He's the only guy to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
Hey everybody, it's Art for the Masters of None show. With me is Jay.
Yo.
And Mike.
Hi.
Jay, I thought you'd be a little bit more excited, man. Your Rangers are going to the World Series Cup Finals World Cup, man.
I know. I am excited. I think this year we're really going to take home the trophy medal plaque.
Nice. Hope you get a plaque.
Hope you get a certificate.
Yeah. Or a button.
A ribbon.
Bronze button ribbon.
I remember 94 when we got a rock. yeah. I've got like this painful gas bubble inside of me right now. It's bugging me. But I'm not getting excited. I'll get excited after they win the big one.
Oh, I thought you were going to pass that bubble. I thought you were going to say that.
Yeah, after it turns out to be a heart attack. And I dropped that on the podcast.
Top 8.5 heart attacks on podcast. Here we go.
Top 8.5 arteries clogged.
Maybe finally we'll get featured on iTunes.
Top 4 chambers shutting down.
You guys can start an after show episode.
That's true.
Nice.
And you can remember me on whatever happened to Jay.
We'll have Bill Cosby give you your eulogy.
I don't get the reference.
Rudy?
Put a Mets jacket on. You will.
Oh, I gotcha. Maybe my co-star, Bill Cosby.
Your co-star. Yes.
I gotcha now.
So how you fellas doing, all right?
Good, man.
Hey, man.
Good. This time, what is this, episode 12.17?
Oh, I don't know.
Sure.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. And we're going to be doing our highly touted, underrated, rated, overrated show. And I got 9. Jay, you've got 8. Mike, you've got...
Right now I got 4, dude.
4, okay.
I thought we were going to do 5 each. Like, I thought I was shooting 4.
Well, you know.
It's all right.
We're Amish. We do everything double the regular folks do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
I might think of something as we go, but who knows? Probably not.
Usually do.
Probably
not. You're good off the cuff. You're just call a couple audibles. You'll be good.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, we'll start with you, man. Give us your first topic.
All right. So, So we give a topic. We give something we think is overrated, something we think is rated, which is right about right, and something we think is underrated. And I'll have to start, obviously, with overrated, the NBA playoffs.
Really?
Boring. Yeah. As is any basketball game, let alone 7 games in a row, the same teams playing each other.
Right.
Again, all you have to do is watch the last 2 minutes. That's all you got to watch. It doesn't matter what happens. If one basket was scored in the entire first 3 quarters, it wouldn't matter. It would still just come down to the last 2 minutes.
It's all about the cup, dude.
Yep. You win. They got to win that NBA cup. So, yeah, I say boring. Too many games. Rated the NFL playoffs. Awesome. One game. Simple, to the point. Anything can happen. It's good.
I just hope they don't bring in more playoff games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the wild card's enough, as it is.
If there's a team 7-6 going in there, forget it.
Yeah. Also, the one thing that I don't like about the NFL playoff system is the freaking extra week before the Super Bowl, which is brutal. I mean, I'm glad they added the Pro Bowl, but it's just too long.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then finally, underrated, the NHL playoffs.
NHL playoffs are always awesome because everybody's just playing their fucking heart out. There's always a chance of the 8th seed beating the 1 seed more so in the hockey playoffs than in any other.
Yeah, because like, they don't let 75% of the league into the playoffs like the NBA does.
Yeah, well, it's the same amount, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's 8, right? It's 8 per conference?
Yep, 8 and 8.
Maybe it just feels so awful because it's basketball. The NBA, you get teams with like losing records in there.
Yeah. Yeah, that is terrible. They're so sub 500 teams making the playoffs at the seventh seed.
So sub 500.
You guys,
man,
are, yeah, so sub 500.
Yeah, like the first round of the NBA playoffs don't even like matter. It's like the 1 versus 16 seed in the NCAA.
Yeah.
But NHL, like every second counts. Like you can't not watch because that one goal could be the game every time.
Can't knock the hustle.
Yeah, everyone's playing their balls off. It's fantastic.
All right, I'm going to go the food route. Underrated, Smash Burger. Rated, Five Guys. Overrated, In-N-Out Burger.
Whoa.
Bi-coastal
art.
I almost did one of these. I didn't know if enough people would know Smash Burger.
Dude,
wow, overrated, In-N-Out. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
He just threw that there. He just threw that gauntlet down.
Yes, I did.
He just threw that gauntlet down. He just pissed on the ashes of fucking the bridge that he just lit on fire.
So wait, you're doing it backwards. You're doing under. We should do overrated than under, right? Isn't that how we should go? Just so we're all being consistent here.
Well, past four of episodes that we've done of this, we've gone underrated, rated, and overrated.
Oh, okay. So we'll go with that way then. How do you have it, Mike?
For the burger one?
No. Just... In general.
Oh. You'll go rated, overrated, underrated.
Yeah. I'll do. I had over to under, but whatever.
Okay. That's crazy, man. So you had In-N-Out for the first time, I take it, when you went on your top secret trip to Los Angeles to not be on a TV show?
I wasn't a fan of this. I don't know. I wasn't a fan of the sauce. And
did you have it animal style or the double-double, triple underground, done out on the menu style? That's what you got to do, man. So you don't know this shit. That's why you think it's overrated.
No, I heard about that. You can get like a leaf. You can get it in like a loincloth. I don't know. I wasn't a fan. I'm like, meh. I pulled up Mike. Meh.
Meh. And what? So, and then you said Smashburger is underrated?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It's pretty good, man. It's all natural ingredients from the earth.
From the earth.
God put this here for me and for you.
Yeah.
And I'd say Five Guys is definitely rated because Five Guys, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, it's
you know
perfect every time.
Yeah.
I was going to say underrated is Fuddruckers.
Oh. Ooh, good one.
Mother flood plucking soda.
Yeah, Fuddruckers like is on the decline for a while. The problem with Fuddruckers is like each restaurant is different.
Yeah.
They'll have like different
like
amounts of toppings. Yeah, it's but not in a good way. Like you could have a good Fuddruckers or a bad Fuddruckers, and a bad Fuddruckers just ruins the whole thing. But they just opened one right by my house, which is pretty sweet.
Nice, man.
And they got ostrich burgers. They always have like some kind of weird like buffalo burger you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And then make you put your own toppings on. I love putting your own toppings on there.
Oh, that's key, dude.
Yeah, all the different sauces and stuff. It's the best.
And the buns are just nicely buttered and toasted. Yeah.
Dunked in a vat of butter. Yep. Just served to you.
You turn it sideways.
And baked right there. It's the best.
Okay, now I'm hungry. Shit.
But yeah, Smashburger thing's all right. I don't know. I've had it a few times. I'm never like overwhelmingly happy with it. It's just like, yeah.
Will you watch the NBA playoffs while eating them?
I would. So I could have a completely mediocre night.
Cool.
All right. Mike.
Here's the list.
Underrated. These TV shows. Underrated. Treehouse Masters. Rated.
Okay.
Rated. Cosmos. Overrated. Shark Week. Just fucking threw it there. Just did that. I'm dropping the mic.
Wow.
What's kind of good because you only have three other categories.
Interesting.
I think maybe I watched Shark Week once.
Yeah.
And I never got the urge to go back, so I'll agree on that. Cosmos, yes. Your boy Neil always brings it.
Oh, dude. So fucking good.
Patrick Harris.
Yeah. Neil deGrasse High Tyson.
At the end of each episode, he just pauses on his Commodore. And what's this house thing? Is this
Treehouse
the one
that... Masters? This guy, his name's
I've seen this.
His name's Jeff Nelson, I think, or something like that. Something Nelson.
C. Riley.
Yeah, and he builds tree houses, but like these extravagant fucking tree houses where that have like, you know, their own decks. I saw one he built for a lady who had like a spa going. She wanted to turn it into a spa. So the dude put a fucking hot tub, like a one person hot tub on the edge of a fucking treehouse. It was nuts.
In a tree. I saw that's like one of the ones I saw.
Yeah.
What channel is that on?
It's on Animal Planet for some goddamn reason. Which doesn't make any goddamn sense.
It's on the Speed Channel.
That's it.
On Lifetime. Coming up after the weather on the 8s, we've got tree houses.
It's going to blow those tree houses over. Wind gusts up to 45 miles.
Jim Cantore will be there.
And Mr. G.
Crossover. All right, I got to check out that show then.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's actually pretty fun.
It's too long. It's an hour long. It should just be a half hour. They drag it out big time.
They do.
It's like the first round of the NBA playoffs.
It is. It's just like the NBA playoffs. It's way too long. It's like, I just want to see it when it's done. That's it. It's like, just get to the end. Christ.
So not a fan then. All right. Would you then put Shark Week somewhere, or just keep Shark Week where it is?
Shark Week's overrated. I agree with Mike on that one.
Yeah.
They're out of shark shows. You can't have a new week every year of shark shows.
Right.
There's not enough new things to do.
Shark Bark.
Shark
Dogs
bark.
And sharks swimming together.
Dogs dressed up like sharks.
Shark Bark.
Shark, but they could have Shark Bowl. Just throw a couple footballs in there. Some meat on them.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know, but they're definitely out of idea, like to the point where they make things up and then try to pass it off as real.
Al Pacino coaches that team.
Yeah, that's right. The Shark Week's just any given Sunday gets shown.
Sharks throwing up right on the sideline before he starts passing.
San Jose Sharks Stanley Cup Finals.
It's a game of leagues.
20,000 of them.
It's you there with that shark next to you. That was a terrible Al Pacino impression. Okay. Overrated. Public radio. Rated. College radio. Underrated. High school radio.
Wow, there's such a thing as high school radio?
Dude, have you not seen Beverly Hills 90210?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Also, in Long Island, for some inexplicable reason, I think it's Sachem High School, has like an FM signal. And it is awesome. Like, it sounds really? Like a real radio station, I swear to God. And it kicks ass, because it sounds like, obviously, like, there's some poor, like, out-of-work, you know, Long Island radio guy who got replaced by, like, automation, who is probably either a teacher there now or the advisor of, like, the radio club, because they make it sound, they have, like, a real voiceover guy and everything. Like, you wouldn't know unless you listen for a while, and also the crazy, fucked-up mix of music they play, but it's awesome, because it's, like, just putting an iPod on shuffle. And then, like, every in between, be like, hey, football game this Saturday, we'll see you there. And then it's like... It just like goes right back into it. But you could tell, like, the kids get to pick whatever music, because it'll be like punk song and then like a hip hop song. It's like, it's freaking bananas, but it's great.
I love that you just completely validated the existence of some guy who is definitely the advisor to that radio station.
He's
going to
hear this and be like, yes, someone
he's
gets like, it.
Oh. He's going to hear it and loosen the noose around his neck.
See? You see? These kids think I'm good.
Oh, that's great.
He's going to get a $12 raise on his stipend.
That'd be sweet if the actual kids, the students were DJs. I got to take a math test. Be back in a flash. Here's Anagata DeVita.
I think they probably are at some point, but it was on the weekend, so the kids are probably like not there.
Yeah.
I really want to hear the kids on it too, because it almost sounds like how you know, college radio, you want to hear the uncomfortable DJs.
Oh, it's the best. That's one of the reasons why it's rated. Like, they'll play good music, but also hear the awfulness of the kids is great too.
And I think that having the awfulness of college minus a couple of years could possibly equal fantastic. You know what I mean? Like, their awkwardness would trump a college kid's awkwardness.
And what's great too is they'll do like fake, like they'll kind of make fun of radio too. So you know it's definitely an old radio guy. It'll be like, they'll be like, hey, you want to win $1 million? Well, you can't do it here. It's like, Sachem Radio. Dude, it's online. Here, you want to stream it?
Yeah.
We didn't find playable streams. WSHR, The Arrow, 91.9.
The Arrow.
Here's the list. My guess is they're the Indians as their mascot.
The station that reaches the study hall.
Station that reaches the parking lot.
Have your permission slips for the Great Six Flags Great American Trip. Come on, guys. Get them in.
Dude, it's 6,000 watts.
Wow.
That's a lot for a high school radio station.
I think that was larger than my college station.
This must be
Arrow.
Like, this has got to be like some, I wonder if it's like a private school or something.
Study hall Sundays.
Somebody kicked in a lot of money for them to have this. Oh, wow. It's been going on since the 60s.
Oh, I'm all in on this.
Awesome.
Here's on their website. Best radio station. I'm in the car at least an hour each day. Not only is it good.
How good is it?
Not only is it a good variety, but there are barely any commercials.
Yeah, these kids are in school. How can they go out and get sales jobs and try and make a... Mr. Wallace, I know you teach science, but do you want to buy any ads?
This week's program is brought to you by the snack bar. Come out to the snack bar during a game. It's pretty much the only thing you can get.
Tell them Johnny sent you 2-for-1 hot dogs.
There's like
a spirit Saturday.
There's like a ton of comments saying how great it is and how it's better than the actual real radio stations. That's awesome. Oh, here it is. It's run by professional radio professional Mark Laura, a Sachem graduate from the 80s. Of course it is.
Awesome.
Hold on, the breakdown with Brianna.
I'm pretty sure it should say former radio professional.
Breakdown with Brianna. Oh, no.
Yep, there's her, but and then what else we got? The News Hour. All right.
Oh, you got the program guide going somewhere?
Yeah, the daily lineup. 2 o'clock, student radio news shows, 2 to 8.
Oh,
at 8 p.m., the News Hour. Everybody, listen up. Mr. Wallace needs permission slips.
Don't make me flick the lights on and off real fast.
Do you guys see the reach of the station?
No.
It covers almost all of Long Island. It goes into Connecticut.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's got a awesome big-ass signal. Good for them.
See if we can guest host one day.
Yeah.
Love it.
Very awesome. Cool.
I'd be the coolest guy there with a soundboard. All right, I got a new one for you. What?
Nice.
The first one to play that.
Yep.
Just saying, first. All right, anyway.
All right, here we go. For me, we're going to do charts. Underrated, pie chart. Rated, Venn diagram. Overrated, scatter plot chart. I don't understand right now, like the in thing right now at Staples. I've been kind of monitoring this. Scatter plot charts. They're the rave. I don't even understand how you can read them.
Dude, that, you know what? You bring up a very interesting point because I've seen a lot more of those posts on the internet now.
Dude, I tell you, I've been watching the chart news.
Do you get charts weekly?
No, Chart Watch.
Chart Watch?
Yeah.
Is that after Shark Bark?
It's an annual bi-monthly periodical quad. It's a great read, but for some reason, scatter plots are getting, like, huge. They have, like, you know, I think 75 million followers on Twitter.
Yeah.
Their Instagram is ridiculous, but I have no idea. I don't know what to make sense of it.
Scatter plots only has that many followers because people have it mistaken for a German porn.
There you go. So hopefully that'll die down, man. Pie charts are easy to read. They make me think of pie. Venn diagrams, I mean, enough said, right?
Totally.
Ludwig Venn knew what he was talking about. That was entertaining. All right, I'm up?
Yep.
Okay. All right, overrated. Being offended. Rated, being apathetic. Underrated, how about just being happy?
Yes.
Nobody's happy anymore. Everybody's
hat.
Everybody's either overrated, like I said, being apathetic is, you know what you're getting. but being offended nowadays is all the rage, and that's just, I'm done with that shit. And nobody's happy anymore. Nobody's just happy.
Pharrell is.
Are you happy, Art?
24/7, especially when a chart watch comes in.
You seem like a happy fellow.
Yeah.
Jay, there's sadness behind those eyes.
Who's that pollen?
I'm sneezy.
Everybody hurts sometimes.
It's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jay.
All right. My next one is, this was given to me by my wife. Overrated, mud runs. Rated, running. Underrated, not running at all.
I like that one a lot. I like that one a lot. I could not agree more.
Yeah, Mike, I gotta give you credit, because I think when you started doing Tough Mudder, that wasn't like huge, but now I think I see everybody
all over the place, dude.
Training for the 5K mud.
My roommate, my old college roommate, is doing like 6 of them this year. I'm like, are you fucking joking? Like, I was near dead after the first one. I can't believe he's doing 6 in 1 year.
Why?
I don't know.
So you know, he can just go make a mud puddle in his backyard and just go dive in it.
He can just roll around.
He must have a huge shisa porn collection.
He's awesome, though, man. He's lost like a shit ton of weight. He's lost like over 100 pounds, and he's doing all these runs and stuff.
That's crazy. Awesome. I just feel like everybody's like, oh, I got to do this.
Yeah, my wife did one finally. She like didn't train an ounce for it. And she's like, this is so stupid. This is so easy.
Right.
It was just like for fat chicks to feel good about themselves. She's like, yeah, there were like old fat ladies there, and I was blowing by them. She hadn't run in like months. She just went and did it. She's like, yeah, that was stupid.
And you know, my favorite thing about having not running at all being your underrated thing, it's both funny and scientifically correct, because because I actually do these little things when working out, just to kind of like trick yourself or whatever, or like into playing little games, and you like see
You're
how
playing foreplay with your body.
I'm playing Twister while I'm on the treadmill.
Nice.
But you know, you see how many calories you burn running for 30 minutes, and then versus how many calories you burn walking uphill, like just slightly inclined for the same amount of time. Is like
the
double.
Same.
Yeah, it's actually more.
Double.
It's actually
really?
Yeah, it's more. It's more walking in an incline.
Oh, running flat versus walking in incline.
Just saying, it's funny and scientifically true.
Yeah. Plus, running is like bad for your joints. Like the elliptical is supposed to be way better for your body.
Yeah.
Well, there stuff you have to grow it. On. Underrated, catamarans. Rated, pontoon boats. Overrated, cigarette boats.
What's a cigarette boat? I don't know what a cigarette boat is.
Well, that's... Wow, okay. Surprised. Cigarette boats are those fast boats that are always like in like Miami Vice.
Oh, they're
just like speed through.
Like speed boats.
Yeah. But they call them cigarette boats for those in the know.
What'd you say was overrated?
Cigarette boats.
Oh, cigarette boat. What's the underrated?
Catamarans.
What's a catamaran?
That's the one with like the net in the middle. That seems uncomfortable.
No, but I mean, that's if you're a diehard fisherman, or you love, you know, if you're a lover of the sea, you respect the catamaran.
Aren't catamarans like for racing also, kind of?
They could, but that's, you know, that's illegal mostly in 48 states, just because it's mostly landlocked, but...
I thought Catamaran was one of the towns that Bugs Bunny was always going to. And Walla Walla and Rancho Cucamonga.
Should have made a left turn at Catamaran. I love a pontoon boat. I say pontoon boats are underrated. That's boat, man.
They're rated, man, because a lot of people like them. Like, hey, man, after we wash down the Mustang, let's get on the pontoon boat. All right, cool. Or like, hey, we just got some slacks at JCPenney's. Let's go to the pontoon boat.
Nobody's ever said that, Art.
I think they have.
That is one of the whitest sentences I've ever heard.
Get a few Sixers.
What about the air fan boat? You know, those things.
Okay, let's not get nuts here.
Those are sweet. Those are underrated.
Those are a little underrated there, sir.
Don't steal my thunder, guys. Come on.
Have you ever been on one of those? That's crazy.
No, I'd like to.
They're pretty cool. I went on one in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
I've only been on a couple pontoon boats. I think I've been drunk every time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best.
Yeah, that's exactly what that's for.
Remember when we like drank like $500 worth of booze on the radio station's pontoon boat? Then we all got in trouble.
Yes.
Was anybody there with me on that?
I wasn't there with you, no.
I remember the incident. I was not there, though.
Okay.
But I do remember New Orleans. That was really funny.
It was supposed to be like a party boat thing.
Yeah.
We had like a bunch of listeners, and we were like stopped at all these different bars along the lake, and I don't know, we were told to just charge it all the radio station. And they got the bill, and they were like, what?
Yeah.
What's this?
What's this?
$500. It's supposed to be like one drink. Like one drink per person. Let me ring up a nice bar tab. Or a lake, whatever that is in Jersey. What is it?
Lake Mohawk, right?
No. I think it was a long name.
Chappaquiddick?
Titicaca?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. No. It's irrelevant. By the way, the high school radio station's website is better than most radio station websites I've seen.
Awesome. I can't wait to listen to them.
It's really good. You're going to dig it.
Yeah. All right. Overrated, Facebook, rated, Twitter, underrated, Instagram.
I've not gotten on board with Instagram yet. Why is it underrated?
Because since they added the whole, you can record like 12 seconds of video or something, they've basically taken the best parts about, they've basically taken the best parts about Twitter and Vine and put it together into one thing.
I don't know. Not down.
Not down with the gangsta lean?
No.
I'm not down with the whole like make every picture look like it's from the 1970s. I don't give a shit about that. It's more like the fact that you can actually communicate with
holy sorry, gang.
And there's some funny fucking accounts on there, dude. I've fallen as one. It sounds so stupid when you try to explain it, but it's a dude that just dresses up his dog and makes him do little poses to gangster rap music. It's the fucking funniest thing you'll ever see. He puts his little paw up on a fucking tree. Oh, it's just great. It's awesome.
All right.
I'm gonna give him a plug. It's Dinky Him is the Instagram. You gotta find it and follow it. It's just fucking hilarious. This little dog, little white dog named Dinky.
Dinky. Did Clark Griswold tie it to the back of a bumper and then take a picture? That was Dinkums. Lake Hopatcong was the lake we were looking for.
Okay.
My bad.
Better luck next time, gentlemen. Lake Hopatcong.
Aw.
All right. My next one is overrated, hard cider, rated, beer, underrated, mead.
What do you need to do?
What? Mead.
Oh, mead. Like for the people that make the notebooks?
Yes.
Cool.
Trapper keepers. Yeah.
Wow, that took me a while to figure that one out.
Yeah, pretty simple one. Not down with the cider explosion that's going on. Don't really like it. It seems too easy.
Yeah.
It's like I feel like you can make cider by accident if you really wanted to.
There are times though where I'm just like, man, cider would be good right now.
I don't know. Cider's
that's such
good,
a white
like,
person comment right
and
there.
It really is such a white person. You know, I got these new pants. I should really have a cider right now on my way to my pontoon boat.
I got some Dockers.
Yeah. Mead, though, is great. I highly recommend people pick up some mead.
What does it taste like?
It's a honey wine, so it tastes like honey. It's like an alcoholic honey.
Is it very sweet, though?
Yeah, it depends. It could be sweet. I mean, kind of like cider, you know, it could be sweet. It could be dry. There's a lot of different flavors of it, too. You know, they'll hop some of them. They'll just mix in all kinds of fruits. Like, there's like a billion different flavors of it. It's pretty crazy. There's an apple pie mead from a Moonlight Meadery out of Connecticut. Nice. All kinds of flavors of that. These guys, Bee Nectar in Massachusetts, are making some cool ones. They have one called the Dude's Rug. It's a Big Lebowski. With chai in it. They've got one in, you can only get it in Jersey, though. It's called, I think it's called Kill All the Golfers, and it's the Caddyshack Gophers on it.
Yep.
And it's an Arnold Palmer mead, so it's half tea, half lemon.
Wow. Oh, nice.
It's freaking great. I highly recommend that one. They got one called Zombie Killer, which is it's a cherry sizer. It's like half mead, half cider with cherry juice. Norman Reedus, like a picture of him, went viral drinking it online. Kind of blew that up. They got a bunch of good. So they have one called Necro Mango Con, like the Army of Darkness book.
Yeah, I was
from Evil Dead.
Hoping you would finish that word quickly.
Yeah, Necrophilia Con.
Yeah,
it's an annual convention for necrophiliacs. Yeah, so they do a lot of like just movie tie-ins and stuff. It's great.
Nice.
Yeah, I recommend that stuff.
Cool, man. Definitely try
some mead. Yeah.
All right. Let's go with underrated Laffy Taffy. Rated.
The song or the.
You'll find out.
The candy. Okay.
Starburst.
Okay.
Overrated Skittles.
Underrated Laffy Taffy. Laffy Taffy is hard to eat, man. It's a killer in your teeth.
That's why it's a little bit underrated, man. Gotta love it. Gotta try and get through that.
Laffy Taffy. I don't remember Laffy Taffy. Is it the ones that are in the individual packs and it's really hard? It's a really hard taffy.
Oh, it's so hard.
I thought you were gonna go rap songs named after candies or named after food. So they're gonna do Laffy Taffy. They're gonna do chicken noodle soup. And I thought you were gonna do. It's got to be one more. Come on, Art. One rap song named after food.
Candy Girl. No.
Yeah, I guess so. We'll take that.
50 cent.
Judges.
Yeah. All right, I'll come up with one during the next segment.
Sweet.
Okay.
Yep.
Overrated. Flow from Progressive.
Don't tell Duff that.
Rated. Karen from the Toyota commercials.
Oh, you like her.
Underrated. Wendy the Snapple Lady.
Whatever happened to her? There's God. There's a new Mike, what do you think of her pregnant? The Toyota lady.
Yeah. My wife pointed that out. I was like, oh shit. Look at that.
Did you swear it's not yours?
Oh, I mean, yeah. How about that? I gotta quick change the password on my debit card.
There's a new Toyota girl in some other commercial I saw too. Like they're trying to go for that same type of plain Jane sexy thing.
Yeah,
that seems to be the new trend in commercials. Have you noticed that at all?
I have actually.
See,
I dig it.
You must go on guy speed. All right, my next one. Let's see, overrated pickup trucks. Rated cargo vans. Underrated RVs.
I could see that.
Yeah, pickup trucks. 99% of the time you see a pickup truck, there's nothing in the bed of the pickup truck.
And why do they keep that bed open, man?
Am I right?
Am I right, folks?
There's your sign.
I don't get it. It just seems like a huge waste of gas. Like, there should just be like a few pickup trucks. Like, each town gets one pickup truck. And then whenever you actually need a pickup truck, you just go borrow it. That's it.
Yeah, that's called going to Home Depot.
Yeah. You just need one guy with a pickup truck. Yeah. And then everyone just, you know, gets that guy when they actually need a pickup truck, which is like once every 2 years, perhaps.
Right.
Yeah, that's about the amount of times the average person needs a pickup truck.
I've always wanted a pickup truck.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't know why.
I just always wanted one.
Exactly.
They're kind of cool.
I guarantee you most people who have pickup trucks don't even know why they have pickup trucks.
Because I carry stuff. Because I'm always bringing stuff to guys. Yeah.
They're probably just lonely, single, older guys who just like the attention for people to call them when they need a pickup truck. They're just desperate for friends.
Need your couch move? You got a buddy in me.
Yeah.
I'm pickup truck guy.
Thank you for being a friend.
Cargo vans, on the other hand,
right?
Are useful for moving stuff and also for kids in the back, right?
Oh, show.
And then RVs are just awesome. I want to live in an RV. I don't know. I just love them.
My parents are thinking about getting one.
Dude, they rule.
Yeah.
They just fucking rule. I mean, they're, again, complete waste of money. Like, for the amount of time people use them.
Yeah.
Like, 99% of the times you see an RV, it's just sitting in someone's driveway unused.
Yeah.
It's tires off. Yeah. It's sitting in someone's driveway on the side when there's three other very, very cheap looking cars parked in the driveway.
Yeah.
Because they got no money left.
Yeah. It's like you spend $300,000 on that thing that you use like 3 weekends out of the year.
Right.
Again, there should just be a community RV that people just like kick in on. Oof. That'd be great.
Be seeming all over that thing.
But they are. Yeah, that's true. They are just portable fuck vehicles.
Yeah.
But man, that thing, instead of just like camping in a tent, if you got an RV, you're the fucking king of the campground.
Oh yeah.
Or like a concert or something. Or tailgating, forget about it. And that's the shit right there. I just want to get in an RV and just drive for the rest of my life. Just cruise around.
RVs are very cool. So, yeah. Whenever they have self-driving RVs, then the world is over.
Oh, yeah. That is true. That's the only bad thing is someone's got to drive it.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing I don't get. All the RV-like places that you see on, like, the side of highways all the time, that have, like 5,000 RVs.
Yeah.
How does that work? Like, how many people are buying RVs all the time that they have literally like a half a billion dollars in RV inventory just sitting there?
Right. They always look like the happiest places on earth.
They
like
do. Everybody. But like,
you know. Get your checkbook. Get your checkbook.
But I don't understand like how like the capital you must need just to like open an RV lot.
Right.
Like, how does that even work? I don't understand.
Not like that,
I guess
like,
if you sell one, you're good for the year.
Yeah. But not like that, like, you know, those things just sitting there, they still need to be maintained. So that's a lot of money going into that.
Yeah. Imagine the poor bastard has to climb up on top of like 5,000 RVs after a snowstorm, scoop all the snow off of them.
Oh, my God. I would kill myself. I would kill myself a lot.
I don't know. I don't understand how those places work, but damn, they look cool. I want to just go to one and go inside of every single RV.
Yeah.
I love the RVs that are like borderline transformers. When you park them and then all of a sudden they just extend like sides 70 feet on each side and a satellite dish pops up and fucking swing set appears and you're like, what the hell?
Dude, have you ever seen like any of those crazy RV shows on TV? Not the Bret Michaels one. But there's like other ones like extreme RVs and these guys just like build these custom RVs. There are ones.
Is it Exhibit?
One, I think. Huh?
Is it Exhibit and his crew building RVs? No.
X to the Z.
No, but there's one I think they built like, it's a similar one they built for like Will Smith. And it literally is like a double decker RV. And
wow.
Like, but it's a transformer because it's too high to drive on the road. So like the whole top like level like folds down into it.
Oh, that
fucking,
you're saying that one
nuts.
That Will Smith had? And city of New York was like, you got to get this the fuck out of here.
yes, that's the one.
Pick it a while.
But I saw some show where they took you in it and like showed you how it all works. Like literally everything like folds down into itself. It's crazy.
Nice. Yep. We should, you know what? When we're like 50 and we're still doing this podcast, we should
take it on the road.
Get
RV.
The road and just do an RV.
That'd be sweet.
Why don't we just go to one of those RV lots and we'll just do a show in an RV and then nobody would even know we're there.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
There's probably people living in like half those RVs and they have no clue.
There are.
They could be guests.
They're just RV squatters. That could be a reality show. RV squatters.
RV Drifters Weekly. A weekly like podcast about your types of folk, drifters in the RV campsites.
We like the modern day boxcar willies.
Yeah.
Who calls RV Larrys. Instead of a campfire and a can of beans, we've got like a portable propane grill. Like some sort of Whole Foods.
George Foreman grill and a fucking grilled cheese sandwich.
All right.
I'm out. So I don't know if you guys want to go like one more, your best one.
Oh, wow. We have to stop because you couldn't think of any more, Mike.
Yes, exactly. And we'll be at about that time. So,
all right. I got three left. So go ahead, Art. We can bang through these quick.
All right. Underrated Jawas. Rated Wookiees. Overrated Sand People. Here's my reasons.
Don't Jawas grow up to be Sand People?
If only. Jawas, they're small dudes. But all of a sudden, they just mask this amount of, like, this large amount of wealth. They just take things, and then they resell it. I mean, the balls on these Jawas, man, must be huge.
Yeah.
Mm. And they're just like, we don't care. And then Wookiees, they're good. And then Sand People, for how scary they are, all it takes is one old man to, like, make a weird noise and just flop around in a cape, in a robe, and then they leave.
Ooh, very good point.
And it takes, like, and then also, too, to wipe out, like, half of the Sand People, it takes an angry teenager. For all the I don't know. Their bark is worse than their bite. Am I right, folks?
I like it. Yeah, you got it.
All right.
It's a good one. What?
All right, my next one is overrated, the Kentucky Derby. Rated, the Belmont Stakes. Underrated, the Preakness.
All right. I don't know about horse racing.
Which all right, one's well, which? The Kentucky Derby is the first one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Overrated, gets all the hype, but it's literally the least important of the three.
Yes. Yeah.
whoever wins is going to be in the running for the triple crown that nobody ever wins. And then it's like amateur hour. It's like you know, it's like New Year's Eve. Just mint juleps. All the celebrities show up. Then you go I'll go to the Preakness next, which is my underrated. This is the people's race. Huge party in the infield again. Not nearly the amount of celebrities show up to this. And this is the most important race because this is the one that determines if you're going to have someone in the running for the Triple Crown. And again, party in the infield, but it's just regular people. It's not just all the rich assholes and celebrities who show up. And then the Belmont Stakes is rated because it either completely doesn't matter whatsoever or it's really important, but just there's no partying going on. It's just totally lame for whatever reason. There's no infield parties. There's nothing. It's just like, I mean, I don't know, just because it's in like that shitty, like, sort of Queens, not really Long Island area. It's just dirty and shitty. There's like no fanfare about it. I don't know. It's just kind of there. And the only reason it gets rated is because sometimes it is the Triple Crown race. But again, half the time it's completely irrelevant. So that just gets rated.
It's pretty airtight right there.
Yeah. You cannot argue with that.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That was my thesis in college, actually.
Yeah. Nice. I don't know what just happened.
I just need a cigarette right now. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
I got serious right there, you guys, for a minute.
Yeah.
All right. Underrated flex fit hats. Rated fitted hats. Overrated these snapback hats.
What are snapback hats?
Exactly.
Those ones with like that metal thing you like fold it over.
That, and it's also back in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, the plastic ones. Little...
And now they're making a comeback.
Are they really? Ew. Yeah.
Those were the worst. The little pegs would always break.
Yep.
Or if you try to like adjust it and your hair would get caught in the yeah. fucking thing, in the teeth.
Yeah.
And then you try to take off your hat and rip, almost scalp yourself. I hated that.
Memories. I also hate the ones that have like the little metal thing, like you have to pull it through like some sort of weird like ratchet system.
Oh, yeah.
Those ones always suck too.
Yeah, I'm trying to adjust my hat. I'm not trying to like put up speakers at a concert.
Yeah.
I don't need to fucking bungee cord this sucker down.
Yeah, I'm not securing moving furniture in the back of a truck. Just trying to wear a hat. It takes you like 12 tries to get the right size in your head. By the time you get your hat to fit right, the game's over. Forget it.
And then it just gets loose anyway because it doesn't hold very well.
Yeah. Yeah, flex fit hats are sweet though, and I agree. I hate the fitted, the real ones. They're like $45-$50 now.
Yeah.
For like the pro hat, which doesn't look good on anybody.
No. Nope.
Not even the actual professional players, when they wear them, the rims are just too high. They look even goofier on a regular person trying to wear it like the pros.
Right.
I mean, at least they have the rest of the uniform to complete the goofy look that kind of works all together.
The netting in the front always sticks up too high, so it looks like they're wearing they look like they're wearing a train engineer hat.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And then the other way you wear it is just with the rim totally flat and sideways with the fucking sticker on it.
Right.
Yeah.
And which looks probably worse than just trying to wear it the actual way. But yeah, flex fit's the way to go, man. I was trying to find a Met hat and I couldn't find one.
MLB.com.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I got a Lids gift certificate.
Okay. No, then that'll be there too.
I'm going
to get me a Rangers hat anyway in about 2 weeks from now.
Nice.
I dig the flex fits that don't flex too much. You know what I'm talking about, Art? Like there's those ones that are
totally flat, right? They completely have no like front to them.
Right.
Yeah, those suck. You need one with a little bit of front.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed. Good job, Art. You really nailed that one.
Hey, I try, you know?
Hey, and sometimes, my friend, you succeed.
Yep. That's all we can hope for.
All right. My second to last one, overrated ginger ale, rated root beer, underrated cream soda.
Oh, no, no.
What? What do you mean, no, no?
Oh, cream soda is too much.
It's too much.
Too much that's going like, on. Oh.
Cream soda is like the Johnny Walker Blue of soda. What are you talking about?
Oof.
It's never around. You see it, you're like, oh, shit. Yeah, this is the bomb. I know why it's rare, hard to find.
Nah.
You never see it.
And it's just too much vanilla flavor.
No.
Oof. I don't like it. Eesh.
That's bad.
You know what I had the other day that I hadn't had in a while? This is not the whitest thing I've ever said. a grape soda.
Oh.
Yeah.
Getting urban up in here.
It was awesome.
Yeah, grape soda is good every now and again.
Yeah, I actually, because my buddy Mark was fooling me because I had a grape soda, then an orange soda, and then he's like, go for the black cherry. Complete the whole set. And I was like, nah.
Black cherry.
I went for root beer instead.
That's awesome.
Where were you, in a carnival?
we were eating hot dogs.
Yeah, where? In a church gym?
you had a sock hop?
Were you at like a Little League baseball game snack bar? Was it, were you drinking White Rock black soda, black cherry? Some Shasta, perhaps?
Some Simply Soda.
That's the only time you see that many flavors and those flavors in specific. What kind of soda you got? Well, we got regular, diet, lemon lime, grape, orange, black cherry, cream, root beer.
Hawaiian punch?
Oh. And they're all 50 cents, aren't they? Yes, they are. And they're in a dirty can with a lot of dirt on the top of it. They're also most likely sticky on the outside because one of them broke at some point.
Right. Usually a grape soda. It's usually purple speckles all over that can. That cola can. Just generic cola.
The CNC is the brand.
CNC is the Little League CNC. Baseball snack bar soda of choice.
It's the official sponsor of Little League Baseball. Is CNC cola still around?
Hopefully.
I could go for one right now. Although, you know what's better than all those flavors?
They share with the Music Factory.
What?
Pineapple soda.
Pineapple soda.
Shit. Yep.
Ew.
Absolutely. Try it out, man.
Weird.
All right, who's up?
I'm done, so Art, you got done. One more?
Art, you got one more?
Yeah. Underrated, V-neck sweaters. Rated, cardigans. Overrated, mock turtlenecks.
Wait, who thinks mock turtlenecks are good?
Have you checked GQ recently?
No.
Have you seen Dwayne Wade?
Are they making a comeback?
Oh, yeah.
Serious?
Oh, they are.
Why?
In Sweater Weekly, man. That's, I think, was a future thing.
It looks like Sweater Weather Weekly. That's the magazine.
Is that by the same company that puts out the Chart magazine?
No, different one. They split. They had an argument back in the 80s. They couldn't tell which chart to use for the revenue sales.
The company's called Condé Boring. Condé Last.
Oh, God. Terrible. All right,
here's my last one.
Good. Yep.
Overrated, Blanche. Now, am I going cooking styles or Golden Girls? What do you think?
Hopefully the latter. Hopefully the latter.
Or Streetcar Named Desire cast.
Rated, Boyle. No, Dorothy. And underrated, Sophia.
Wow.
Rose completely left off. She's the worst. Super overrated is Rose.
Wait, well, thank you.
Which one?
How
was
you guys feel about that?
Which one was which?
Dorothy is B. Arthur. Sophia is Estelle Getty.
Right.
Betty White is Rose.
Okay.
And Blanche is the other one who likes to have old people sex.
Yeah, right. So who did you say was overrated?
Blanche.
Blanche!
Okay.
Yep. Dorothy is rated. Sophia is underrated.
Blanche!
Now, who do you think is the favorite on that show? Rose, right?
I thought it was Estelle Getty.
I thought it was, too.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then I could switch her and Dorothy.
No, you can leave it the way you are. You're perfect, man.
All right. All right, I'll leave it then.
Good.
That's funny.
All right, for me?
Yeah, who's your? How did you rate your Golden Girls?
Oh, man. You like them all, though, for different reasons.
They are. It's, you know, it's Golden Girls and Ninja Turtles. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
same feeling.
You like, you know, it's the, Blanche for her nunchuck style.
Right.
And then...
she's the one who wears the red bandana, right?
No, that's Raphael.
That's Dorothy Teller.
Yeah.
Rosie L.
All right, let's recast the Golden Girls as the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay, so we got Dorothy is Donatello.
Dorothy Tello. Rose Fael.
Then you have, who are the other two? Blanche? It's
Blanchetello.
No, we already have.
I got it. Michael Blanchello.
And then, of course, Sofael.
Nice.
We should just end the show right there.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking good.
Michael Blanchello. For Art.
Yep. See ya.
Oh. Remember when Art would Photoshop this before the show was even over?
I'm crying right now. Come on.
That's great.
Oh, love it.
Michael Blanchello.
All right. So hopefully you liked our rated, underrated, overrated, whichever formula we chose. All right.
Let's go Rangers.
Go Rangers. Go catamarans and Liberty Flops. So for Mike.
See ya.
Jay.
See ya.
See ya.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures. So much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name. I'll tell you that right now. Papa too many.
Someone had it and they were like, we want that. Sure, I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got, they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.